November 22nd, 2003, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. Saturday here in Pedro, west of the Rockies, north of the equator, east of Tokyo. November 22nd, 2003, kind of a sad day, 40 years since they offed the president. Lost faith in voting. Just got back from the track with Raymond. Watched ponies. Watt was winless. Hey, that's okay. It was fun being there with Raymond. He was riffing on some ideas like getting a little stable of fighting dogs together. There was a cat there, a guy named Scott we knew from the older days of the scene, and Raymond was stringing him along with this spiel. He had him going too, you know. Had ex-cops setting up the bouts, the whole deal. And the guy said, well, I'd like to really invest, but I'm broke right now, Raymond. His ma came too. And his air trip, they not a lot of experience at the ponies. I mean, me and Raymond, we don't bet a lot. We just go there and rap about stuff.
Yeah, it's a cool place to go out, trip, get everything.
There's wild geese and some, what are those pink things? Flamingos in the little lake. They got a new scoreboard. First time at Hollywood Park.
Trumpet Man. I've
seen this new one. Yeah, Trumpet Man didn't have his big jam in the seventh race like usual.
At least they're not playing a CD.
Yeah, this is alive. It's trippy. It's got keys like a trumpet, but it's long. Bugle. It's trippy. Hybrid kind of thing. And this guy writes, Scott writes the screenplay, so he's very interested in me and Raymond's next movie, the Batman one. So, I have to get that going.
What's the ETA on that project?
Soon. Now that I'm home, and well, he's got to leave in a little bit. He's got a big show in London. But we're going to get it in. I'm talking about it. He wants me to play Bruce Ward. Is that his name? No,
Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
His ward is Dick Grayson. Right? Who's Robin?
Robin, Boy Wonder.
Yeah, but silly name. Anyway, this morning, well, I should tell you what we played. Started off the show with John Coltrane, of course. That's him and Eric Dolphy doing My Favorite Things, the live thing. From sometime in the early 60s. Let me look at this. My eyes aren't that good. Black Label Incorporated. They don't tell you when the gig was. But it was McCoy Tyner on the piano, Jimmy Garrison on the bass, Elvin Jones on the drums, of course, and Mr. Eric Dolphy joining in, which is wild. It's nothing like Dolphy playing with Train. Yeah, they don't say when the gig was.
The mystery gig.
Anyway, after that we played Cobra Verde. My Name Is Nobody, off their new album called Easy Listening. Speaking of which, Cobra Verde, that band from Cleveland, they have a new video for their song Riot Industry, and I am in it.
Oh, cool.
I am an idle American, IDLE. I'm watching television, no matter what channel I switch to, it's Cobra Verde, so I'm frustrated. And, you know, with that consumer kind of angst that happens when things don't go according to the myth, the consumer lifestyle myth. So I end up having a heart attack doing a Fred Sanford on the deck. Coming wheezy. Look for that. I'm sure MTV will play the hell out of it. Well, it was a great thing to do with him. I did it when I was on tour and played later. It was right after soundcheck and for my grog shop gig.
Yeah, those guys are cool.
Yeah, there's a new grog shop. That was the last gig there. So when I come back out in the spring, I'll be playing the new grog shop in Cleveland Heights. Yeah, Cobra Verde's a great band. Good people. I've taken them on tour several times. Well, again. This morning, paddling, I have to tell you, I took the kayak out. And on the signs, the no-nadar signs weren't out in the harbor, but I didn't do the harbor. Like I have been the last couple of weeks, I've been... Since I got back from tour, I've been paddling in the open sea. And I have to say, today was the roughest sea I've ever been in. I got a case for my camera that makes it waterproof so I can take pictures out in the wet, you know. So I was intent on going out to the one mile buoy and getting shots of the seals. Man, it was chop chop. Swells and troughs. I was bobbing and bobbing and splash soaked cold water.
Didn't dunk
me. Sun was up, didn't dunk me. By the way, if anybody's worrying, next week I'm getting a radio. So I figured I should bring one of these marine band radios. It's a small little dealio. But, you know, if something, trouble comes up or something. Kira was telling me, too, about these inflatable markers that are Econo that divers use. Blow
oh, yeah, yeah. I was down there this morning, and there were three dudes sitting in inner tubes, sitting out there fishing, right off of Cabrillo Beach, just bobbing in the cold.
I saw those guys as I was coming in. They were coming out. And I was thinking, what the fuck are these guys doing out here? You know, and that's not...
They were there for
at least time. I'm paddling and, you know, building up some heat moving the arms. These cats are just bobbing. It's almost like inner tube rock, right? They're like U-shaped inflatable things. And you got their fishing poles.
Yeah, like a little kiddie pool.
And they're not really far out enough. They're not in the kelp, so I don't know how they're going to get any bites.
Yeah, they were in a funky place.
Yeah, they're kind of in the surf almost, just a little past the breakers. I don't know what kind of fish... You get there anyway. It was an intense workout for me, man. Fighting the currents, the waves, the wind. The wind was wailing.
Oh, yeah, it was blowing.
Good thing I
had
a chin strap because the hat got blown off many times. Splashed big time. When I got to the buoy, I got some shots. But, man, you got to understand, a kayak, that paddle is like you're balancing. So to put that down to use the camera, I had the camera on a lanyard around my neck. So... To use that, there's risky rock. You start to yaw, pitch. I got some shots. And it was trippy. Only a couple seals stayed up on the buoy. A lot of them were in the ocean there. Maybe seven or eight of them. And they were doing the leaps. You know, where they leap out of the water. I guess they like it when it's a little churning. Because they were having all kinds of fun. They'd look at me. They'd come over in their little group.
Maybe look at dogs. Me.
Checking me out, yeah. Whiskers, I love them. What was really wild was Tuesday. Tuesday I was out paddling, it was calm, it was almost glass.
Yeah, that's some nice glassy mornings, huh?
And, yeah. I mean, yesterday was gray. I pedaled yesterday and it was gray. But the other days have been bright, orange, yellow, sun with bright blue sky. Anyway, I saw a dorsal fin. It's doing the up and down. It's not just doing the cruise, so I knew it was a dolphin. But usually, they're never alone.
No.
Always in groups. But this cat, I just see him one fin. So I start paddling towards him. And, I mean, this is way out in the open sea. And, you know, they look black even a few yards away. And so I see this black fin going up and down. Sort of like Loch Ness.
That's a thing.
And then he goes down, and he doesn't come back up. And they can hold their breath a long time, so I'm wondering, whoa, where is he? And he comes up 2 feet off my port bow and blows his spout. I mean, he shot a geyser into the water, and I did a little girly scream a little bit because it startled me. Then he came about, he went down, he came up alongside me and gave me the eye looking at me. You know, that thing was like golf ball. He was as big as the kayak. And when you're close, they're not black, they're gray, real gray. And I guess he just wanted to play, but I got a little scared because what if he would have came up come under me accidentally
playing.
And just...
They're playing can still dunk
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just swamp me, so I started paddling back, but he was cool. You know, I've never had problems with the dolphins or seals, you know. And I must be trippy to them because, you know, you got to keep your momentum going, so you're always paddling, so... wonder if they think I'm some kind of creature, you know, with paddles.
Got the rhythm going.
And even the birds, the pelicans come in really close. And the gulls and the, or the other one, willets, they'll bob right next to me and not be afraid. Because maybe they look like wings, too, in a way, the paddles. You know, black pole, but there's white.
Plus, some of them get to be more scavengers, so they're kind of more bold, too.
So maybe they think I'm going to fish and have some chum.
Get something, yeah.
Thursday when I went out to the one my buoy, there was all just girls on the buoy. Usually there's a bull there and it's a little harem.
King Daddy.
Right, but there's just girls. I'm like, where's King Daddy, you know? And I don't get too close, you know. It's illegal to harass them. I wouldn't want to do that anyway. Or make them stressed. And all of a sudden his head comes out. He's like looking at me.
Big
old
Fu Manchu.
He was huge. He came up to his shoulders, just sticking straight up. He's like, "Hi there, just passing through. Don't worry, pops."
Those suckers are big and mean.
Yeah, well, you know, he wants to protect.
Yeah, you know, all his babes.
Yeah. So I've had some trippy experiences. I'll get some more shots. This is a really good case. Costs almost as much as a camera.
Wow. So like plastic box type thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's acrylic, right? Plexiglass or something really thick. And it's like for divers. But, you know, out in the salt water, even though I'm not going underwater, I can't let this thing get wet. And like today, I got splashed so bad, I was soaked. In fact, the hands were getting numb. You know, I wear these gloves, but the fingertips kind of little Fagin things. And it was in the 50s, the water, and... Your feet, you know, below the waist, you're not really moving. So you're not getting circulation much down there. I move my feet a little bit, but it's kind of cut off there. It's like you got a waist tourniquet on. So
fall out of the boat when you're done?
It's hard getting out of the boat. That's the hardest part, is coming in outside the harbor. Because the waves, you know. I'm getting better at it, more patient, waiting for the sets to calm down, and then coming in kind of sideways. Because waves come up, you're sitting so low, man. I swamp you easy. The good thing is the water's not too deep, but, man, that kayak fills up with water. I think it's, I don't know, how much is a sparkling bottle? You know, 5 gallons is like 50 pounds or something?
It's a bunch.
Yeah, so, I mean, you take on 15, 20 gallons, you got hundreds of pounds. So that's the one thing I still got to work on is getting in. And but I went in the harbor once with the no nadar signs. No nadar is Espanol for no swimming. And the reason they do that is because it's bacteria count so high. And we already got a super fun baby prob with the PCBs. But bacteria. One time I went out there and you know, you don't have the breakers like you do out in the ocean, but you get wakes. And sometimes I get splashed, and one time I immediately got a cold sore. Might have been a coincidence, but...
Water temperature's almost 10 degrees warmer.
Oh, yeah. Nanny told me she was surfing 2 weeks ago, and immediately, a couple hours after getting on the water, sore throat.
Yeah, after the rain, huh?
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
And we got too much cement, and there's no filter in the wetlands.
Shit, all that shit washes off.
So,
cement streets all over Los Angeles flow to the beach.
Yeah, you can't have all cement. You need the Fram.
Down here in Pedro, where the grease meets the beach.
The grease meets the beach. But it's all over Santa Monica Bay, Venice, Huntington Beach.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
flowing to the sea.
Happy deal. Anyway, King Coffee, who plays drums for the Butthole Surfers, sent me a bunch of stuff. Well, actually, his buddy Craig did. But they got a label together called Emperor Jones. And they're releasing a CD of odds and ends of the Butthole Surfers over the years. In fact, there's a song on here. I'm not going to play that. I'll play it next week. But this is there's a song on here that's on the first cassette tape that Gibby gave me when they played their first Hollywood gig. And but here's another song. It's called 100 Million People Dead. Watt from Pedro Show.
toe
it's
shuffle.
Such high tell stuff.
Slip you the low down hustle.
Just can't get enough.
I'm sorry, Terry. What did you say?
I hope my brain blows up!
keep on yanking my chain. Don't tell me why you keep on yanking my chain.
What from Pedro Show? Well, I wanted to play you some Vom with Richard Meltzer from the late 70s, but the turntable, I can hear a cue signal, but it ain't getting to the pewter, so...
Another mystery.
Another mystery. We got to shake that down sooner or later. But I will tell you what I did play. I played some The Millionaires. With Yankin' My Chain. This cat, roadie for the Cramps. I met him in Spain. Jim Rose, Trippy Circus alumni. Guy, sweet man. Can't remember his name now.
What's that do in the circus?
But that was his band. He lives in San Diego. Has a few CDs he gave me him. And but it was a stunt. I don't know. We didn't get it that far. But he was tattooed all over. He's a very nice man. Yeah. Nice conversation. Before that was Brain Explosion by Texas Terry. Half Tone Shuffle by Twinkle Twang. Before that, that's the band Raymond Pettibone just did a CD with. And we started off with 100 Million People Dead by the Butthole Surfers off their new compilation of outtakes over the years. It's called Humpty Dumpty LSD. Joining us here, special guests, Raul.
Hello.
And Vinny Vegas. We're way too far from the mic. Probably.
Closer to the big soft chairs.
Yeah.
Comfort factor.
Definite comfort factor.
Yeah.
It's been a long month.
Yeah, what have you been up to, Raul? You said you were on tour.
Yeah, we just got back from a 30-day tour. All the way to the East
Coast. And explain to the folks, we?
We as in the Killer Dreamer, I suppose.
Oh, not Leeches.
No.
Leeches is what I played for the last time you were here.
Yeah. We got a 7-inch coming out. That's about it.
Oh, so what's Killer Dreamer like? Did I play any of that?
No, but I brought some records. We got a 7-inch.
Yeah, but we got a problem with the record player. Did you bring any CDs?
No.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that.
Can you play tapes?
Sometime.
We can just put the microphone real close.
What we got to do is... Fix it in the meantime, stay in CD world. So, we were just discussing Stooges in Long Beach. Brother Matt was there. In fact, Brother Matt accompanied me. He helped me schlep gear. Okay?
That was probably somewhere equally as fun.
Well, it was November 9th, and Brother Matt also came the day before November 8th to see me and Georgie play. We did some old Minutemen songs. Brother Matt accompanied me both days. And one day, Richard Bonney, right?
Yeah.
And who was the other one, Kristen?
Kristen the other day was Don.
Yeah, Big Daddy Dandy Don Dalton from Salt Lake City.
That's a name.
Originally from Pedro, though. Yeah, he's cool people, that's right. The me and Georgie thing was three decks down in the after the Queen Mary, and the thing with Stooges was outside, kind of many yards from the boat. Wasn't on the boat.
Yeah,
it was outside. But it was kind of neat. It was a full moon, and right there by the bay, and Iggy was on fire. My ma came. She was tripped out on Iggy. She said the best thing was when he flipped somebody off and goes, "Fuck you," and the kid flipped him off back and said, "Fuck you," and then Iggy said, "All right." My mom thought that was trippy. She said, "What a way to bond. It's changed a little bit since when I was younger." I said, "Well, Ma, Mr. Pop, you know, that's what they call the New York Times." Yeah. And you get a review in the New York Times. You get your full name the first time. And then after that, it's the first time I've read Mr. Watt, you know. And so, like, with Iggy, it's Mr. Pop. I think with Meatloaf, it was Mr. Loaf. But so much conventions and stuff.
How embarrassing.
Anyway, I said, "Ma, Mr. Pop is 56 years old." Well, he's not a real old man, but he's not really such a young man. He's kind of in the middle man, like me. But even a little older than me. And in excellent shape. He was doing some crowd dives with no arms.
Putting her legs up upside down like field goal.
Yeah.
Diving off the stage.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking javelin toss. I mean, this guy, really, no arms to put out in front of him. Just like Rocket Boy. It was intense.
Still at it.
It was so intense, you know, and he was singing and dancing. He was dancing up a storm. Humped the speakers, did it all, spieled, had good raps.
Yeah,
like with Dirt. Why don't you turn that off? Sound, you sound like a girl.
How embarrassing.
You know?
Well, who is
not
it?
Not to be sexist or anything, because I'm about 99% girl, too, but turn the fucking phone off, Vinny.
Yes, they changed so the school can, you can turn your cell phone on at nutrition at lunch now, so.
But not in the classroom.
Not supposed to.
You can actually have it at school.
Yeah, it's like a part of life day, as they say now, so.
Yeah. I can understand that. Also, walking home, and two, maybe it's safer.
Yeah, get to school.
Have some leash.
In the class,
yeah, because how are you going to get any spiel on any, like you were talking, Ralph, a focus with that tiny little thing there.
I'm trying to focus.
Whoa, it's the end of the first hour. November 22nd, 2003, version of Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. November 22nd, 2003, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Like a plague, falling in- Watt from Pedro show, you have to turn that down, Brother Matt.
I forgot about this.
Turn your phone.
Yeah. We don't turn down the sound, see, when we get the microphone comes on, we get this feedback, so we have to coordinate that stuff. And I had to switch seats with Brother Matt because he's going to start a spin cycle moments. But first, let me tell you what you just heard. That was I'm in Love with Your Mom by Vom. That was Richard Meltzer's band, The 70s, with Greg Turner. We got the turntable working, so I was able to play that to you. Before that, we had Crash Landing by a band called Von LMO, kind of spacey, trippy. And we started it all off with Square Peg by 5/8, old friends of mine from Athens, Georgia. Brother Matt,
yeah,
would you be so kind to blow our minds
with
some spin cycle?
Thank you.
Make your cup snap, rock to the rhythm of life. Make some noise.
I'm And a razor alert. Initiating startup sequence.
Ashley would go out tonight, but he hasn't got a stitch to wear.
You can't holler.
How do you do that?
Watt from Pedro Show. That was the Blacks with Mutate Radiate. Before that, Snakes in My Veins by Crack Pipes. Pterodactyl Square, Killer Dreamer, that's Rawls' band, just came off tour. In fact, he picked that.
You liar.
And Mutate Radiate by the Blacks. Before Pterodactyl Square, we had Zigzag Wander, Cat Beefheart from the Lost Bat Chain Puller Sessions. And then we start off with a song that Rawl picked from a band called Sexy called Crow. And that all followed up Brother Matt's Spin Cycle. Thank you very much. It was a trippy spin around the cycle.
got pretty heavy.
We're at the end of the second hour of the November 22nd, 2003 Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. November 22nd, 2003. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's the last episode of the Fourth Tower of Inverness, part 34.
You mean to tell me that Henry refuses to come back to Inverness?
Well, Auntie, he felt it's best if he...
That old fool! After I've forsaken every conceivable pleasure just to keep Inverness alive, he declares that he prefers to remain in hiding.
In hiding?
Yes, hiding.
What is he hiding from?
From me, of course. Well, I certainly don't need him. We'll continue as we were, won't we, Jack?
Well, Auntie, I wanted to talk...
James! More tea! And now that Sir Henry has chosen to continue chasing his fantasies, you, Jack, will take the place of Lord Jowls.
I beg your pardon?
What I mean is that together we'll spearhead our movement. The time is ripe. Great spiritual famine is over. A new age is upon us. The weak and hungry souls of humanity must be nourished. People don't know where to turn to receive the new spiritual energy. Inverness is a mountain of golden energy.
Auntie.
A beacon of pure light to guide,
Auntie.
To inspire,
Auntie.
To inform.
Auntie, please. To persuade. Please, Auntie.
Yes, Jack?
I'm sorry. I just don't share your enthusiasm. I have other plans.
Like what?
Auntie, I have my own fate to follow. And I'm certain that...
So Henry got to you first. I should have known he'd toss a clinker in your boot.
It wasn't Sir Henry.
Oh, yes, it was. Well, I don't know what to say. Really.
Oh, Auntie, I'm...
Enough! Oh, Jack... I want you to understand that your auntie is not a religious fanatic. I do get carried away with mine own plans, but please understand, I'm not seeking to control others. I suppose I've been unfair to Henry. He's grown a little weary of human beings. He watched colonization creep in... Oh, I've been unfair to Henry, I'm afraid. He's grown a little weary of human beings. He watched colonization creep into even the most distant, God-forsaken corners of the world. His romantic heart always sided with the weaker, more primitive, basic peoples. He loved how their lives followed the circular lines and rhythms of nature. He's seen how civilized man lied and cheated and pushed the natives from their own lands. And then still it goes on, Jack. Burma, the jungles of Brazil. It goes on and on.
Well, I'm happy that you see how he feels.
But he hasn't grown cynical, has he? He's always had that tendency.
No, on the contrary. He's very mellow. I guess he doesn't trust religions. He calls it colonization of the mind. With the new spiritual energy that's come upon us, well, he's sad over the possibility that people will just be stepping out of one trap and into another. More illusion, he says.
So he won't have any part of it. Yes, that's Henry, a skeptic to the core. Oh, well. Jives! Jives, more tea! What is he up to this time? Jives!
tea, crumpets, and cannibal wafers coming right up.
Ah, there you are, Jive. How good to see you.
Cannibal wafers?
That's right, Master Jack. Lips smacking good.
Cannibal wafers.
Ham and cheese on rye.
Oh.
Long pork, Master Jack.
That'll be just fine, Jive. Thank you.
Why did he call me Master Jack?
He's just jiving, I suppose.
Jives. Jives, would you come back here for a minute?
Yes, boss.
Jives, tell me something. Why did you chase me about in the East Tower with a meat cleaver?
Well, boss, I figured you needed the exercise.
So it was you who disguised yourself as Meanie Enie.
Sorry about that, boss.
Well, we felt that you needed training to be quick on your feet, to be physically as well as mentally at all times alert, to be able to present a moving target.
Oh, you people. By the way, Auntie, who is the we you mentioned?
Oh, Dr. Missoula and I and some of the others.
I see.
You aren't angry, Jack.
No, not at this point.
That was some fancy stepping, boss.
Thank you. What a rare and exquisite sense of humor. Well, tell me, Auntie, have you heard anything more about little Frida? Auntie?
Little Frida is gone.
So she is gone?
Yes, I'm afraid so. She was not able to rematerialize.
I see.
She's gone back to her people.
But she's all right.
Oh, yes, yes, she is. It's very difficult to manifest your own self normally. And after Dr. Missoula's laboratory exploded, she wasn't able... But other than not having a body, she's perfectly healthy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But I'm sorry I wasn't able to see her again. I didn't even get to say goodbye.
Yes, I'll miss her too. And that damned Cuban cigar.
Well, Auntie, the mysteries of Inverness have been solved. I'm leaving tomorrow.
So soon, then?
Yes, tomorrow.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more.
As we take a final look into that old Victorian mansion that we all know and love, we see that Jack Flanders is preparing to leave. He packs his sparse belongings into a small canvas bag, tosses it over his shoulder, and heads out the door.
Welcome back, Jack.
Goodbye? Oh, yes. So goodbye it is. This is Dr. Mazur, good God extractor. Since I was so successful extracting and materializing the terrifying symbols from the depths of my own humble self, I got to thinking, why not manifest the godlike symbols, eh?
Maybe.
Who knows? Why not? You only live once. A few thousand times at most.
Well, I'll visit again one day, in the far-off future.
If you ever need any extraction done, call on me. And God's been with you, Jack.
Oh, it's Meanie Enie.
In, boyfriend.
Meanie Enie, it's been nice knowing you.
Goodbye, Jack. When we are dead, Seek not our tomb in the earth, but find it in the hearts of men. Goodbye.
Goodbye. What a character. They never stop, do they?
Jack! Oh, Jack!
Oh, Auntie.
Oh, you weren't going to leave without saying goodbye.
Oh, of course not. You know that.
Well, yes, that's true.
I always save the best for last.
Oh, Jack, that's very nice. I wanted to say that there's no reason to walk down the mountain. The narrator's going into town, and he'll give you a ride in the pickup truck.
Oh, I don't mind walking.
No, no. He'd feel slighted if you refused the ride.
Okay.
I don't suppose you have any definite plans.
Well, the way seems to be marked. It's just a matter of being awake enough to see the signposts, I suppose.
Yes, I saw that yesterday. You have your own destiny, and now it's separate from Inverness. Remember, Jack, speak to every man according to his understanding. There is a gradation in all men. Each will perceive what he can perceive, and at the stage at which he can perceive it. Well, the narrator's waiting. Goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye, Auntie.
May God be with you.
But when I was walking up the road, up from the bay, I could see the tops rising out of the fog. Four distinct towers.
Not a restless man, but a man who loved life, and he drank of it and breathed deeply of it. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I just need help.
Oh, wow. Look, if I could trust you. And
you particularly. Stay away from
all
that
around,
maze.
All around, echoing below, is a constant drone.
Now come down quickly into another lifetime. Set your feet down gently.
Wow, that's really funny. The stars and planets whirl past the windows faster and faster until they become streaks of light, comets chasing their own tails.
Nothing.
That song! That song is called...
Sin against God is one thing. Sin against God is worse.
Row, row, row your boat.
I am.
Gently down the stream.
A dying daughter.
A kind of demon.
Hail, fair bird. Why I'm here, I don't know. Or how I'm going to get back?
Yes.
I don't know.
I say to dance with the tango.
The tango, yes.
We're
going down into the sun.
Thus the dragon of cosmic power came to be personified as a beast of horror and destruction.
He's destroying the lab, Doctor.
Quite odd.
Okay. I'll wake you up when I'm tired.
Yeah, man.
Why, Mr. Flanders. I'm surprised that you recognized me. This time.
It exists, eh? The Bodhisattva jukebox. Yes, of course, of course.
To recognize oneself in others.
Remember, Jack. Speak to every man according to his understanding. There is a gradation in all men. Each will perceive what he can perceive, and at the stage at which he can perceive it. Well, goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye, Auntie.
Jack.
The Fourth Tower of Inverness is a continuing serial
being brought to you each week, Monday through Friday.
Well, kids, we've finally come to the end, and the credits are as follows. Robert Lorick as Jack Flanders, Valerie Mamchis as Meanie Eanie and Lady Jowls, Laura Esterman as the Madonna Vampira, Pat Anderson as Little Frida, Meatball Fulton as Chief Wampum and Old Farseeing Art, and Murray Head as Lord Jowls. Dave Herman was the narrator, and he also played Dr. Missoula. And Paul Combs did the intro and the outro themes. Mark Stone was your outro announcer. He's the one that would say, "Tune in tomorrow when you'll hear." And the engineering was done by the incomparable Virgil Snakeskin. The Fourth Tower was written and directed by Meatball Fulton. And a final word, if you like the thing, then send a card or a letter or an old shoe to this station and let them know. And who knows, maybe in the future we'll do another thrilling adventure serial. So let the station know if you liked it. And goodbye.
The Fourth Tower of Inverness has been recorded on adhesive tape by CBS Media.
Everybody's worried in the world today, and the future's looking grim. They all say that there's just one way out of the big mess that we're in. But take a little tip from a paranoid, 'cause I know where I'll be found. When some asshole that's in control decides to drop a big-ish bomb. Come along, 'cause when the Ruskies rock the Pentagon and the Kremlin crumbles too, I'll be front row center at the whole of class at the blast off barbecue. And when the big birds fly, I'm gonna go bye bye. Oh no, I won't get sick, I'm gonna get gone quick.
This is only a test. If this had been a real emergency, you would have received instructions to place your head between your knees and kiss your ass goodbye.
That was on your ceiling?
Not from Pedro Show.
Nice.
That was Steve McKay's Carnal Kitchen. Steve McKay's sax player for the Stooges. Before that, we had the final episode of the Fourth Tower Inverness.
Riveting.
So the tale winds up.
Jack, yeah. Hit the road, Jack.
Next show, we'll start another adventure, The Adventures of Jack Flanders, which is quite of a trip. So I hope you enjoyed that. That took pretty near a year, right?
Maybe more.
Yeah. So I hope you hung with it and learned as much as Jack did. You got to talk to people so they can understand. Right?
You got to talk to them in the language that they can understand. Something heavy like that.
Right. Raul, you just came off tour. Tell me about your tour. It was with
Joe
Dreamer.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was just a good time looking at this picture of this baby with the huge salon.
Yeah, dude, you're on the Watt from Pedro show, so yeah, tell us about the tour.
Good point.
Go ahead.
I don't know, it was just a lot of fun. After all the tours I've been on, it was probably
what part of the country did you do?
Oh, we did. We went up to Portland, played Seattle, then kind of did a haul to Missoula, played there. I had the flu for like 3 days.
So it was like a West thing.
No. Then we went from Missoula. We just decided to do the 1,000 miles to Minneapolis. Stayed in Minneapolis for like 3 days, and cruised around like there. Went all the way to Brooklyn.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun. Then went down south, played in Alabama, Mississippi.
Cool.
Went everywhere. And started coming
30
back.
30 days.
Yeah, 30 days.
That's hard to do.
30 breakfasts, 30 days. That was great, man. All kinds of cool people, too. The most fun I've had on tour, I think.
Your favorite tour.
Yeah. We got to, everyone got to do everything they wanted to do. We got to spend a lot of time in the good cities.
All right.
It was time for everything.
You want to tour soon again?
I think we're going to in March, actually. Really soon.
March.
With Killer Green?
Yeah.
March, I think I'm going to be playing in Japan with Stooges. And I start a tour on D. Boone's birthday.
April 1st.
Nice.
You know it.
Mine's the 9th.
All right.
Kind of close.
What's April?
Aries.
Tars? Aries.
Yeah. Babies. We're big babies.
Big babies.
Yeah.
D. Boone was a big baby. He was a big man.
Not a big baby.
So I hear. Yeah. That baby has a big ass dick.
That's a big. I've never
seen it. All right.
Sorry about that. That's Brother Matt's fault.
Brother Matt, you got my guests here focused on members.
Hey.
So you got to dim that light for them, so you can focus in on this. Vinny, you ain't been recording. What happened to Ghetto Birds?
Weak.
Ghetto Bird.
Get over here by the mic, Sailor.
Ghetto Bird is just taking a little break.
Sir, next to me.
But I got some ideas I want to record, but yeah, I've just been lazy. Haven't been focused.
No focus?
We talked about that earlier.
Bofus.
No focus for Bofus. So, yeah, I want to record something with not all, like, I have a wooden flute, and I got this balsa wood drum that's made out of a lizard skin. The real lizard skin is the head. And then my next thing I want to record is, like, all natural instruments. Nothing electric.
Oh, cool.
So I thought that would be cool.
And Raul, we played your 45 Killer Dreamer.
That just came out. We just got that a couple weeks ago.
But do you guys have plans to record?
Yeah, we recorded a full length.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's coming out. We're just going to finish the cover.
So soon?
But yeah, it should be done.
You got to get me one so I can play it here on the Watt
from Pedro
show.
Oh, no doubt, yeah. That's why we got a tour again, too, for the record.
I was asked by this cat to help him with... He's an Irish singer. He's a cat from Ireland. He's been living here for years, but sings Gaelic, so I'm going to try my hand at that kind of music. I'm also... The listenership people also are going to have me in to do 4 more songs for their album on stand-up bass, which is trippy.
Cool. That seems to be fun.
That's acoustic.
Like Lil Pit. That is acoustic.
Yeah, it is like Lil Pit. And we have plans for more Lil Pit.
I'll tell you.
In fact, Talia and Petra and Perkins. In fact, Petra is going to be on the show soon to play her sellout. She did an a cappella version of the entire Who sellout album.
Awesome.
Wow. It is wild. It's all voice. She did all the parts. I'm going to do some tap, tap.
That's... Oh, wow. That's so fun.
Oh, wow.
That's the Irish strip?
Yeah, there's some, they got big ones, too. I can't remember what it's called.
Irish thing.
Callan or something with the C?
I don't know.
What's it say on the bag there?
Baghdad. Hey, that's a source.
Huh?
Baghdad, yo.
Secrets of Badran.
Badran, that's what it is. It's a Badran. It doesn't start with the C, it starts with the B. Why? Yeah. All right. Let's play some Wesley Willis. You know he died maybe a month ago. Cat from Chicago. He's great. He writes songs on the spot. He'd see you.
He's hilarious.
I'm going to write you a song. Mike Watt. This one's called Mike Watt Rocks. Yeah. What do you think when people say to you, hey, that rocks, or hook me up? I mean, is it really hip to say stuff like that?
I got... Timo made fun of me because I said a movie rocks, and he's like, dude.
Yeah.
I've been known to throw the phrase around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when everybody's using it, is it really happening? Is it time to go back to your own little goofy personal slang?
Yeah, using a real word just is like pretty hardcore.
Yeah, exactly. If you speak in the Queen's proper English,
you don't want to say that rocks and hook me up.
Yeah. I would have said that too. The racetrack. Come on!
Bees knees. I was hollering for Solis. He only ran in one race.
When? Last night?
No, today, before the show. Me and Pettibone were at the track.
Oh, cool.
You were Sueño.
Yeah. I knocked out on the couch for.
Anyway, we're going to play some Wesley Willis here. This is God and Taxes on the Watt from Pedro show.
This is what fan played at the empty bottle. About 10 or 30 rock fans were at the show. The rock dancing was a blast. It took a gentleman's ass. Down in Texas. The rock band played it over. The rock band stole the stage of power. The crowd roared like a sea monster. The rock dancing with a gentleman's ass. God in Texas. Rock over London, rock
Hell, Chicago, Firestone. It's America's home for car service.
This is I'd never lose by way of guitar player. Love to play the blues. Out my way, I had a song. My play by razor sharp.
What from Pedro show. Whoa.
I said it.
We got the Creedence coming in. The headphone. That was Creedence with Penthouse Popper. Pick a Rawls, right?
Yeah.
Right. Before that, we had Enter the Puddle by Puddle.
Is that the theme song?
I don't know. Some cats gave me that. Before that, we had Swallow My Pride by the Ramones. Just Play to Benefit. Hollywood Palladium, and got to hang out with Johnny Ramone and talk to him. And we were strolling down memory lane, the times I played with him and stuff, and saw him play, and we were talking. It was great. For that, Tupelo by Crack Rock.
Some old friends of yours.
Yeah, like Crack Pipe. No, they're from Austin, Crack Pipes. And Crack Rock is from Florida. Maybe South, Miami?
Yeah, it's out of maybe, or Georgia or something.
No, they're Florida.
They're Florida.
What's it say on the cover there?
Roll. I think it's Atlanta, actually.
Roll, what's it, you got to get on the mic, G. And what's it say on the cover? No, I'm sure they're from Florida, because they came to my pad and knocked on the door, and the dude had a ear piercing go wrong or something, and he had a keloid the size of a big Roma tomato or plum tomato, and I, you know, I was talking with him, and I was trying not to look and gawk and stare, but I wanted to start chewing on it. Is that weird, Brother Matt?
It is.
Should I say, hey, that rocks, can you hook me up with one of them?
Hook me up with that ear.
That rock.
Well, it's from Atlanta. Sorry. That's from Atlanta.
That's where the record is.
Yeah, the record and the studio is from there.
Yeah, but they ain't.
I think they're kind of from all over.
No, they're from Florida. I remember they came to my pad. I opened the door, and here's four kids, young people. That's where I lived on 23rd Street.
Nice surprise.
And they played at your house?
Yeah, well, before I lived there, they played in the backyard. They were one of the first bands.
There's going to be some playing tonight there?
Yeah, a few bands are playing. And I have no idea.
Ghetto Bird?
No, Ghetto Bird, but Ghetto Bird will have a new song for you by the end of the year.
Any Timotunes?
Timotunes, he wants to sample a Bread lick, that band Bread. There's this, like, they have one good song on the best.
If a picture paints a thousand words, and yeah, how do I paint you?
I'm not too down with bread, but they got a rocking song, and he wants to loop it in the song.
Guitar Man.
Cheese Chips. Dude, he's got
Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Chips, yeah. He's got the whole thing. He was singing it for me the other day.
Yeah?
Why not?
Is he a man with a plan?
Yeah, he is, big time.
All right, Timo.
Cranking a freshie out. First time.
Fresh fruit for some rotten vegetables.
If you've been to Timo's house, rotting vegetables, it describes it.
Rotting.
Okay, we started that set off, though, with Brother Wesley Willis with the God in Texas. Okay. Here's a guy from Texas, Mr. Rocky Erickson, Watt from Pedro Show. What from Pedro show. That was Junior Kimbrough with a song called Most Things Haven't Worked Out. He wants me to learn one of these songs from this album he gave me because he said Junior was big influence on him. Before that, Marsha Ball with Don't Want No Man, and we started with I Pledge Allegiance by Rocky Erickson. I want to thank you, Mr. Benny Vegas, Mr. Rawl.
Thank you.
Brother Matt. Thanks so much, all three of you cats, for helping me out with this edition of the Watt from Pedro show, November 22nd, 2003.
53rd.
Remember, if you don't like these clowns, vote them out. Don't shoot them. Okay?
Good advice.
Lesson.
Speaking a language they can understand.
Hey, by the way, talking about punk and talking about voting, I belong to a thing called punkvoter.com. I help these cats out. Go to that website, punkvoter.com, and check out what is to be there in regards to prying open some minds. And see you next week, right, Brother Matt? We got another edition. And in fact, you know what? I think maybe Victor. You know Victor?
Gaslow? Yeah.
Artist, does a lot of Calexico art. I think we'll have him for a guest. He's going to bring some records.
That rules.
He's telling me about a lot of hot records coming out of Mako.
Yeah.
You know, and he was telling me, and also in Spain, too. He's got a wide knowledge of these new things. And sometimes, because I'm doing so much music myself, I get lost in touching with the contemporary, like those hip words we were using. Well, I lose the words, but I want to know about the happening music.
The new stuff.
Okay, so Raul, you got to give me your new album when you get it.
For sure.
Yeah. I can get it before the cover's done.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because they can't see that on the Watt from PJ show, but they can hear it.
I'll give you a copy.
Okay, folks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was fun.
I'm going to try to record a song this week.
Keep your powder dry.